Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
Soccer Matters here as we... Gotta love it when you walk in studio, you got technical problems with your headset. By the way, who ripped off my Beats? That's what I want to know. Some guy who punched out the window of my car. All right, we're off and running here tonight. How about that? So much to talk about here today. Can Leicester City hang on? Can they get it done? This is one of the big sticking points here. Yes, they will get it done. This has been the question for many months, and the fact is they are. They smashed Swansea 4-0. That combined with a 1-1 draw yesterday between Spurs and West Brom gives them the breathing room to make this game, set, and match. Leicester can clinch with a win at Old Trafford against Manchester United this weekend. Can you imagine that if Leicester were, to clinch at Old Trafford? Claudio Ranieri and company have been written off by nearly everybody, and the super teams in the Premier League have not been able to match their attitude. This is a remarkable 5,000-to-1 story, and it is about team. Little old Leicester City produce, sustain, defy critics, and have lost only 3 matches. God, I love this story. Pinch yourself. This is not just a soccer story. This is an overall sports story. And I was just talking to AJ and Fred on the way out from the Blitz, and even those guys are asking about it and what it is and how big of a story it is. It's a huge story. PFA Player of the Year, Riyad Mahrez. Leicester City has done it with class. This is good for football. Dele Alli of Spurs named the PFA Young Player of the Year. Champions League semifinals. Today it was Manchester City and Real Madrid 0-0 at the Etihad. And guess what? Real Madrid was a better team without Cristiano Ronaldo. I don't see City getting past him. Sergio Aguero never got the ball in and around the penalty area. I don't think Manchester City had any really good clear-cut chances. At first, with the tackles I saw being laid in by Pedro and Sergio Ramos, I thought one of those guys were going to get sent off for sure. They toned it down. They defended well. And actually, to me, they looked the better team and the more deserving team. You want to talk about the Champions League semifinals, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. We can also begin to talk about Atletico Madrid and Bayern Munich, which is a clash of styles tomorrow. The Dynamo dropped in Columbus 1-0 after a promising start. Tyler Derrick sent off after 18 minutes. It changed the dynamic of the game. The Dynamo had to shift into a deeper defending outfit, down a man to the Crew. A lot of pride there in the defensive side of it. Let's talk about it. Bennett out, Dynamo fans. But is this another season of being in the chase for you as Dynamo fans? We all know how difficult Major League Soccer is. But we've been kind of worn down with this, chasing it all the time. Talk to me about it tonight, and be heartfelt. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Be heartfelt about it. How do you feel about the Dynamo right now? We were all wowed. We were all seduced. A lot of goals flying in. Things were coming to fruition. It was married with the defending side of it in specific games. But how do you feel about the Dynamo going forward? And let's talk about this game in Columbus. First 18 minutes, great chance for Giles Barnes. Crossbar from Ricardo Clark. Derek sent off. Dynamo have to sacrifice Colin Warner. Now it's all about defending and trying to get something out of this game in Columbus. The Dynamo never really threatened as much as you might have liked. You know, close, a ball or two away from it, a set-piece header that went wide. But let's talk about it. Where are the Dynamo right now? Are you concerned as a Dynamo fan right now? 713-780-3776. Or is it Major League Soccer and the Dynamo will get it figured out? 713-780-3776. Our thanks, as always, Daspit Law Firm, Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, 7-Up, Amigo Energy, Bar Munich, the Gorgeous Gale, Houston Dynamo, and the Copa Centenario. And by the way, tonight we've got Owen Coyle on the show. I've got some sound from Matt Jordan, the Dynamo general manager. We also have, joining me on the show tonight, Kyle Beckerman. He'll talk some U.S. soccer, as well as Real Salt Lake, which is the next Dynamo opponent. So be ready for that one tonight. So we got a couple of good interviews. Sal Mitha, talking foosball. We're going to preview a little bit of the Bayern Munich Atletico Madrid game. Again, as always, throughout the night, the number to call, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. We stream at ESPN975.com. Check the Facebook Soccer Matters page, Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, throughout the show. We'll bring in some behind-the-scenes stuff. But have an opinion tonight. You're allowed. Disagree. Agree. Break everything down in the Dynamo game that you want. And, of course, today's game with Manchester City and Real Madrid. That sets up perfectly now for Superman. Cristiano Ronaldo to come back in the second leg at the Bernabeu and take Real Madrid in to the Champions League final. Do you think it'll happen? And what do you think tomorrow? Bayern Munich, Atletico Madrid. Who wanted to play Atletico Madrid in the semifinals? How is Bayern Munich going to break down a narrow defending team, a team that does not concede a lot of space between their lines? All signs point to the wide game and getting service to Robert Lewandowski, getting service to Thomas Muller. Muller's a big game player. I wouldn't be surprised if he scores at the Vicente Calderon Stadium. 713-780-3776. Champions League talk, Premier League talk. Greatest sports story in the world is at Leicester City. I want your reaction to that. Plus the Dynamo. Where are you, Dynamo fan, right now with this club? You know, no playoffs last year, transition year. No playoffs a year before that. Skin getting in the playoffs based on Tally Hall. Where are you, Dynamo fans? You got to have some emotion and passion about this. You're worrying me a little bit with the lack of attention to the Houston Dynamo now. Let's go to Zach. Zach, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, what's up, man? I just got off work. I usually listen to you every day when I'm going home. I'll be kind of first and foremost, I've never really been the biggest soccer fan in the world. I've kind of been a traditional basketball, baseball, football fan. But what I really want to talk about, because soccer has always intrigued me, was, and this is kind of a little off topic, but what would you think, because I know the guys like the Messis and the Ronaldos of the world are, you know, the best players, and it kind of doesn't really compare to some of these MLS guys. And what I wanted to bring up was what you would think if we started, you know, kind of breeding our American-born players to play soccer from the minute they were able, you know, basically from the minute they were coordinated, as opposed to training them to play football, baseball, basketball. And I just wanted to see if you think we would dominate in terms of the sport all over the world as opposed to just kind of the United States.
Well, let's remember, soccer's a global game, so it's very tough to dominate a sport that the entire world plays. So from a domination standpoint, that's not going to happen because as a sport, soccer's played at every corner of the planet. So it's a little different. It is the largest participatory sport at the youth level right now, or close to it. So there are a lot of young players coming through the system here. They're getting better and better, but the producing of professional players, that elite 1-2% in the future, is really going to go on the shoulders of Major League Soccer teams. The Dynamo now are finally really getting serious about that and have a reserve team in the Rio Grande Valley. So in the future, it's on the professional teams here. It truly is. It's not going to be on the college game. It's going to be on the professional game, and it's about getting kids into a professional system at a younger age. That's what's done in Europe, and that's what's going to have to be done here eventually in the United States more and more. So, some good information there. But, American American football – you know, yeah, you're the world champions. I don't mind that being said, but the entire world doesn't play the NFL brand of football. And that's not downplaying anything there. It's just a fact. Soccer's a global game. There's no way you're going into the backyards of that sport around the world and dominating it. And to be fair, you know, there are a couple soccer-playing nations that are there and around it all the time, but it's not an easy sport to dominate. Let's go to Travis. Travis, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Soccer Matters, Glenn.
Thank you, Travis. Soccer Matters.
I just wanted to talk about the Dynamo and specifically that play that kind of led up to the PK. I couldn't tell my broadcast cut off, but it looked like, one, Sheenan Williams was way out of position on that, and two, it looked like a lot of people online said that ball came off Warner's foot, but it looked like it came off of Williams' foot. Could you tell who that came off of there?
It came off of Williams, and it was deemed a back pass, and that's why there was no offside flag. So Higuain's walking back to get onside, and all of a sudden the ball falls to him. You got a goalkeeper in Tyler Derrick who is in his first few minutes of the entire year after being out to injury. He wants to make a play. He wants to make an impact. He's probably way over aggressive on this play. And, you know, the rest is history. You know, did he deserve to be sent off as well after conceding the penalty as the last man? That's debatable. I'm not sure about that, but it certainly changed the course of the game. The Dynamo had set up very differently. Owen Coyle had made five changes. Warner was sitting on top of two center backs. Barnes was playing as a forward to get behind defenses and did and almost scored. Clark hit a crossbar. So it changed everything.
Yeah, and having Barnes up top was interesting, too. I thought if Bruin was going to get that, you would think they would give Kubo a chance, like, at least let that guy try and earn a paycheck if you're going to make some changes.
Well, it's a problem.
Not that it wouldn't have been a fair chance anyways because they went down to 10 men. But you would think if you're going to make big changes like he did, give the guy a chance.
Well, I asked Owen Coyle that specifically about Kubo Torres, and he said the reason Giles Barnes is playing is because he wanted – somebody who had pace to get in behind a defense against Columbus. Now, listen, this is the burning question with Dynamo fans. I get asked this question more and more. Why isn't Kubo Torres playing? And it's a hard one to answer because when he was signed, the Dynamo positioned him as somebody who was going to influence his team on and off the field. So that's why I think it's confusing to fans. Designated players are guys that your team is generally built around. And I think that's why it's confusing to the Dynamo fan. Travis, thank you very much for calling in tonight.
Okay, thanks, Glenn.
You got it. We got a lot of... All right, we got a ton of lines blowing up here. 713-780-3776. We'll get you all on here tonight. Let's go to Bilal. Bilal, what's on your mind?
Hey, Glenn, Soccer Matters.
Soccer Matters, Bilal. What's up?
I just wanted to say, as a United fan, I don't want to see Leicester win without Vardy on the team. I think that makes it more of a special story with them winning with him on the field as opposed to suspended. And I think for the Champions League, I think it's setting up for a Madrid final in Milan. I think today's game was Real to win and Real to lose, and they lost. They missed that opportunity today.
Yeah, but they're still in great shape. I mean, if Ronaldo comes back for the second leg at home, City goes down. I didn't see enough from City. And unless they have some revelation, does Yaya Toure come back? I mean, Sergio Aguero rarely got the ball in and around the 18. It was unbelievable. Guy was going out wide to get it. He was turning into more of a distributor. And I credit Real Madrid for that. And I got a little bit more respect for them for what they did today.
I would agree. I think between Ramos and Pepe covering him, he had – no other option but to pass and to distribute. I think Real's mentality was we're just going to tie here and win it at home.
Yeah, and De Bruyne and company, they had a few moments, but City looked off. Their passes looked weighted too heavy. Their touch didn't look great. I thought Real Madrid was the better team on the ball. They looked like the more comfortable team, despite the fact that they were playing at Manchester City. I thought it was a deserved result for them, and I think it puts them in the pole position going home.
I would agree. Question for you. If United wins over the weekend, and them going to the FA Cup final. Is this a stronger case for Van Gaal to leave it, to keep his job for one more season?
I think he's staying, and I think they're going to groom Ryan Giggs. They got a lot of young players that are very promising. It's a very different United here in the last 2 months. They look better than they did a few months ago. The 2-1 win over Everton gets them, like you said, to the FA Cup final. Wayne Rooney looked revived in that game. I don't buy this whole Jose Mourinho thing. I personally don't think it's going to happen. Van Gaal wins the FA Cup. Can they still push to be in the top four in a Champions League place? Giggs is the next manager. Marcus Rashford, Martial, Lindegaard, revived Depay. Their under-21s won their league title. Jose's not a fit for this team from a style perspective, and he's not a developer of youth. He's a guy that buys players and goes in 2 to 3 year cycles. So it's not a good fit. I'm sorry. I don't think it's going to happen, and I've stuck to that from the very beginning, despite what I've seen in the press and the rumors. So I think Van Gaal's going to stay, and I think Ryan Giggs is going to be the next manager. He'll be groomed.
I think it's a fair point. I think a 3 year cycle or a 3 year trial period works out for them.
Yep.
In the long run.
All right, Bilal, thank you very much for calling in. We appreciate it. Soccer Matters. We'll get to more phone calls here. 713-780-3776. Quick word here. Hey, soccer fans, summer's almost here, and that means you have to sweat not watching your favorite soccer team, but also your energy bill. Well, not in the case of the Houston Dynamo. They're playing. Amigo Energy has a solution for that. Sign up for Amigo Energy Basics 24 and receive a $50 bill credit exclusively for Soccer Matters listeners. Now, if you want to save money, if you're moving, call us first. If you're up for renewal, look us up and switch. Did you know, by the way, Amigo Energy is a public utility commission 5-star rated provider? That's right, 5 stars. You get both great rates and great service from Amigo Energy. Don't delay. www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Sign up for Basics 24 or call 888-995-9299. Tell them you heard it on Soccer Matters. That's 888-995-9299. For details on the $50 offer, go to www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. We will take a Bud Light break.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tyler, we will need to pull out Controversy by Prince. We got to play that before the night is over. Glenn Davis, host of Soccer Matters here. Today I'm speaking on behalf of my favorite political party. Yes, the Bud Light Party. People say this country is divided, that we disagree on everything, but that's not true. We agree on a lot, like puppy videos. Everybody loves puppy videos and three-day weekends, free parking, queso, and margaritas. Also, Messi and Ronaldo. You know what else everyone loves? Beer. Nothing brings America together like Bud Light, so raise one right now and join the Bud Light Party and myself on Tuesday nights, 7 and 9 p.m. for the best in soccer talk. We welcome you back. Let's continue the phone calls at 713-780-3776. Before I get to them, a pair of tickets to Leicester's final game will run you $21,350. They were 5,000-1 odds to win the Premier League title, and they are cruising. Speaking of titles, another Scudetto for Juventus, for you Italian Serie A fans. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have first here? I think we have Steve, right? Steve, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Glenn, Soccer Matters.
Soccer Matters, Steve. What's happening?
Hey, wanted to get your thoughts on the Copa America. Klinsmann continues to tinker with his lineup. Wanted to get a handicap, maybe who you thought the starting 11 would be, and also want to get your thoughts specifically on the goalkeeper position, if you think he'll continue to platoon Tim Howard and Brad Guzan, or if he'll stick with one of them.
Yeah, I'm a Howard fan for sure. And I think the more that he gets a little bit closer to playing in Major League Soccer, maybe the more he's going to play. The problem is he's not playing right now. And Guzan's on a very poor Aston Villa. So we'll see. Backline, Yedlin's got to be the right back. Didn't we learn that, I think? Copa Centenario is going to be huge. Do we see guys like Pusilic, Jordan Morris making this roster? I think so for sure. Jeff Cameron, center back. Keep him there. He's got to stay there. Michael Bradley, obviously, is going to be a fixture in midfield. Clint Dempsey. I think it's all the usual suspects. Fabian Johnson. It's all the usual suspects, but I think you're going to see more of a team like you saw in the second leg against Guatemala. Not sure what happened in the first leg. I wasn't sure about all that experimentation. You know, where are we in the striker position? Jordan Morris, Bobby Wood, Wondolowski, Jozy Altidore, Dempsey sort of off of them. But I don't know. I mean, I think some MLS form is going to obviously influence Jurgen Klinsmann. I don't think there's any question. But I think there's also, you know, it's Howard or Guzan. Is Beisler pair with Jeff Cameron, or is it John Brooks? Fabian Johnson, I like him out wide. I like DeAndre Yedlin out wide. Midfield, Bedoya, Bradley. I think Jermaine Jones has something to play in this. He's still a presence. Zusi, Nagby. And then up front, I mean, it's Dempsey and whomever. You know, is it Zardes? Is Zardes' movement better than Jozy Altidore's? Yeah, I don't know. I think MLS form might prove out Altidore versus Zardes, Bobby Wood, Chris Wondolowski. So I don't think there's a lot separating a lot of players. I think there's a lot of opportunity. Let's continue on with the phone line, 713-780-3776. David, what's on your mind?
Hey, Glenn, how are you? First-time caller.
Thank you, David. We appreciate that from Beaumont, Texas.
Yes, sir. I have kind of a general question. It's not about the Dynamo or anything like that. I'm a longtime player of the game, or at least I was during my childhood from when I was 4 to when I was 18. Traveling teams, high school, YMCA, all that kind of stuff. I've never really followed Major League Soccer, but I'm still a fan of the sport. I watch the Olympic tournament, every summer games, and I'm a big fan of both men's and women's World Cup. Love the sport and want to become a bigger fan and supporter of MLS, but my problem is I don't know how to find the games. I mean, if I go to a restaurant, I can always find, like, a Liga game, Bundesliga, South American games.
Well, you probably got to ask. You got to find out where the games are, and you got to ask. Now, in Beaumont, it would be Root Sports for Dynamo games locally. Every weekend, you have national broadcasts on Sunday from ESPN and Fox on MLS. So, I mean, it's out there. You just got to look a little bit harder. And then you got to ask people to put it on if you're out. Now, if you're home, you should be able to get all these channels.
And, okay, so I've got Time Warner Cable for my television provider. I've got, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of channels. Anything off the top of your head that I should be looking for specifically?
Yeah, do a search, Major League Soccer. Or do a search on soccer, and it'll pull up all the soccer games for you.
All right, man. I sure appreciate it, man. Love the show.
All right. Thank you very much. Call in another time. We'll get you a pair of tickets. You can drive into Houston and catch the Dynamo live and sample it up close and in personal. Okay? All right. Appreciate that. Thank you. So that with the – yeah, you got to ask for it. Got to find it. Yeah, there's a lot of useless channels on there. But you do got to look for it and find it. 713-780-3776. Dynamo fans, I want to get your pulse. 713-780-3776. Where are you? What are your feelings on the Houston Dynamo right now? You know, each and every week I have this show, I'm expecting to hear more from Dynamo fans, and I don't. I'm expecting to hear more from Dynamo fans, and I don't. And I'm not sure why. Are you engaged? Are you there? Do you have a take on the Dynamo? Or is it just, you know, you go to the games and you don't really think about it too much? More Premier League notes. DeAndre Yedlin, he was strong in the draw with Arsenal. So can we just put to bed the right back position? Give it to Yedlin. He's our guy. And he's playing regularly in big games. Manchester United reportedly chasing Arsenal's Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. Juan Mata said he would take a pay cut if football were less of a business, admitting that he makes an obscene amount of money. Huh? Well, Juan, I have some advice for you. There's always charity if you have all that obscene amount of money. And you could also take out sponsorship on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, if you want Juan Mata. JuanMata.com. Crystal Palace got by Watford into the FA Cup final. We'll face Manchester United. United fans, I want to hear from you. Let's go to the phone lines. We continue on here. Alex, what's on your mind, Alex?
Hey, Glenn. First off, love the show. I'm glad to hear some soccer on the radio here in Houston. So keep it up, bud.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, on the Dynamo, I think I feel like a lot of the fans here, we just don't like the inconsistency. You know, I think they're moving in the right direction. The single ownership is really great. And as a Dynamo fan, I love seeing, you know, the face of an owner as a part of, as opposed to just a company. But I don't know. I just feel like we're missing one key ingredient, maybe it'd be a marquee player. And we all had a lot of high expectations for Kubo Torres. But I don't know. He's never going to develop unless we give him the time. And maybe there might be something else there that we don't know about. You know, maybe he doesn't get along with the manager, and that's not why he's getting his time. But I'd really love to see them put it together and be as consistent as they have been in years past, you know, being in the finals.
Yeah, but it's been a long time. It's been a long time. That's what I think we're a little unrealistic. It's been a long time. It's been a long time. We've missed the playoffs the last 2 years. The year before that, Tally Hall stood on his head to put the Dynamo in. So there's been a lot of consistency, and in one area, inconsistency. We've been consistently inconsistent, and I think it's worn a lot of people out. I'm not kidding. I mean this sincerely. So this talk of, you know, we're not paying attention if we think this was in recent times. It's been a struggle now since 2013. It really has. The road problems are consistent. Go back and look at the results. The defending has been consistently inconsistent for 4 years. Okay? I mean, I just want to speak the truth here, because I get a lot of these calls that people think it was a year ago that we won the MLS Cup in 2007. We got to start looking in the mirror and face the reality here that this team has a lot of work, and this club has a lot of work to get to where it belongs again. And you're right. I think it's wonderful to have a new owner. I think it's going to be great. It's great the Dynamo are adding all these positions, a general manager, putting more into developing their own youth. But, you know, if we're really being honest and we're looking at what's occurred here, we have been consistently inconsistent.
And Glenn, I'll give you a follow-up before I get off.
Yes.
If you had the opportunity to make one marquee player be the designated player, would you prefer it to be in the defense or in the midfield?
No.
Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, I appreciate that very much. Now, look, I don't want to be second-guessing every move that the Dynamo makes, but it is an opinion show. So when you're the Dynamo, and if you are saying that, you know, you're not the LA Galaxy, who always is going to be getting the marquee players. That's Los Angeles. That happens in all sports. Then you have to be very selective, and you have to get your designated players right. I love DeMarcus Beasley. Unbelievable career. I got more admiration for that man than I could that I could express on the radio. But if I were running a team, would I go get a left back as a designated player? Probably not. And then we have our other designated player, Kubo Torres, who's not seeing the field. And I get this question from people all the time. So the answer to your question is no. I would be putting designated player money where most teams in MLS do, and that is with creative attacking players, either goal scorers, playmakers, people that are going to win me a couple games that I don't deserve to win. And that's simply how I put it. All right, we got Teresa. Teresa, what's on your mind?
Hi, yeah, I actually am a big fan of the Dynamo, and I want to address just what you just said about the designated player
Yes.
before I get to my point.
You bet. Thank you very much for the call, by the way.
You said that you didn't think that you should put a backline designated player. And I think that we have a lot of good attacking players, and that's where our problem is that the designated player would help that back line, because it seems like every game that I've attended this season is that's where they've fallen behind. They've been able to score. They just can't keep the ball out of their own net.
You're making a great point, and I'm saying in general, if I was running a team in MLS and I had designated player spots, I would generally go towards an attacking player, and whether it's a creative player or it's a striker. In this moment, based on the way the Dynamo defending, it's very easy to say, yeah, we need help defensively. I don't think it's because they don't have the tools there. I think it's because they've had a hard time marrying attacking and defending. And by the way, the Dynamo aren't scoring a lot of goals lately. And I do think that they need a more dominant personality as a center midfield player or as a center back. And people might disagree with me, but who is that personality that we all get drawn to on this team?
Well, even, you know, a holding midfielder that, you know, could keep that back line a little more steady would be better than going out and getting a marquee striker.
Well, what did Owen Coyle do in the last game? He stuck Colin Warner in front of the two center backs, which I thought was a great move just to designate somebody to stay there. And it looked like it was working well the first 18 minutes until Tyler Derrick got sent off. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I think that balance between Ricardo Clark and Alex as to who really needed to protect the two center backs, I don't think they really were able to find that, you know?
Right, yeah. And that's going forward, hopefully they'll be able to implement that. But actually, I really called about the seemingly rash, or there's been a rash of penalty kicks, mm-hmm. it seems like, in MLS lately. And I was wondering if you thought maybe that was a refereeing problem, or if you think it's a defender problem. What is your take on that?
My take is that it just seems to me like there's just obvious calls being missed. I think with human error, we're always going to have games that we're going to walk away from saying this should have been different, this should have been different. If it's something that is incredibly close to the naked eye and it's in real time, I understand that human error is going to occur. What I don't like is the obvious being missed that determine games. You know, I think we saw in New York a Red Bulls defender just crack somebody out, you know, in and around the 18. It was obvious he should have been sent off. He wasn't. There's no excuse for missing some of those bigger calls. As for penalty kicks, yeah, I don't. There's been some calls that have been made and some that have been missed in games. And I think for certain teams like Orlando, they're sitting here today going, you know, this cost us points. And that's going to happen over the course of a Major League Soccer season. But I think these blatant, obvious calls have got to be officiated correctly. It just seems like there's a rash of them. Seems like there's a rash of them.
Issue? Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the issue is. The issue is refereeing and better refereeing and how do you get there and who wants to referee and look, we've seen some very bad calls in the Premier League as well. We're not the only place in the world where bad calls are made each and every weekend.
Right. Yeah.
Anything else, Teresa?
No, thanks a lot for taking my call.
Yeah, I don't think I helped you much on the refereeing thing, that's for sure.
No, I just wanted to get your take.
Yeah, great observations from you. Thank you very much for coming on the program as well. Hey, Teresa?
Yeah.
Do you like the Houston Dash?
I do.
Be interested in going to the game Friday night?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold. We got a pair of tickets for you to the Sky Blue game. 7:30 p.m. kickoff. Thank you for the insightful commentary tonight, and stay on hold.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Appreciate that from Teresa. A little bit here. First and foremost, I want you to remember that the Gorgeous Gale over in West University, great place to watch games. Liverpool supporters group is over there. Gorgeous Gale has got all kinds of whiskey offerings, all kinds of different beers over there. Great spot. Go see my friend Peter over there. They'll be holding they'll have TVs on tomorrow when it comes to Bayern Munich and Atletico Madrid for the Champions League. So gorgeousgale.com. And Bar Munich in Midtown, another great place. My friend Raymond down there. These are official Soccer Matters watching pubs. So it's Bar Munich in Midtown. Go down there, say hello to Raymond. Nice open place, lots of great monitors in every area around there. Nice, convenient location in Midtown. It is Bar Munich. We will take a break. We'll come back. I've got some Mego Energy news, Daspit Law. Got more tickets to give away. And again, we will take your phone calls at 713-780-3776. Let's talk Dynamo. Dynamo fans, where are you? Are you feeling it? Are you passionate? Do you have something to say? Champions League fans, I'm talking to you as well. 713-780-3776. We'll take a 7-up break. All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Quick word here for the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. They're personal injury attorneys. They do take a personalized approach. They treat every case as if it is their own. Car, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, refinery, 18-wheeler. It's DaspitLaw.com. 24/7, nights and weekends, they fight for your right for compensation. It is DaspitLaw.com. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Now, we welcome in our great friend, Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture. They've got the Spring Black Friday sale going on right now. They have been serving Houston since 1982. He is the Great Dane. He is Jan Christensen. And he is the biggest soccer fan here in Houston, Texas. Jan, thank you very much, and thank you for coming on the program tonight.
Oh, thank you, Glenn. Great program, man. And I'm happy to be back here in Houston. I was in North Carolina for a few days for the big furniture show up there and found a lot of new exciting things that you'll find in Danish Inspirations very soon.
And it's all the best of contemporary and modern furniture. All right, before we start talking about the Spring Black Friday, I want to just get a couple of quick thoughts from you on the Real Madrid game today against Manchester City. Ends up in a 0-0 draw.
Yeah, you know, I would say a good result for Real Madrid. You know, 0-0 is always a dangerous result, but, you know, they were the better team, no doubt about it. They could have won that game 2-3-0 with a little luck, you know. So I think they're in a good position with Ronaldo back and being at home. And, you know, I judge that will be in the final, you know, if not a miracle happen for Manchester City, a red card or something like that to Pepe, you know.
Jan Christensen of Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture joining us tomorrow. It's Bayern Munich, Atletico Madrid, and two very differing styles here, Jan.
Two very different styles, but, you know, Pep Guardiola, he knows Spanish soccer so well, and he knows. You know, I just think that they got the upper hand here, you know. Even, I think my judgment for tomorrow, I judge will be a 1-1 draw in Madrid, and then they're going to hand it at home Bayern Munich. So I predict a Bayern Munich Real Madrid final.
All right, let's talk about Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture. And by the way, if you as a listener have not been into the store, it's a treat. You can go in there. Obviously, there's always games on TV, but it is a monster store. It seems like a soccer pitch in itself. And Jan has got every style of modern contemporary furniture you would want. Spring Black Friday, that continues into May, right, Jan?
Yeah, it does. It goes on here to Sunday, May 1st, you know. And we have a great lot of deals on 10 to 30% off, or even some 40% off of some great modern contemporary furniture. And, you know, we have some special and Econis Stressless, of which you know very well yourself.
Yeah, I've got my own Stressless, and you got the great Natuzzi couches. I'm on your website right now looking at these couches. And I mean, they almost look like you could, you know, I just feel like diving on one of these and watching a game right now.
That's it, man. That's, you know, just come into to the store and watch a game and have some fun.
And by the way, you can talk soccer with Jan if you go in there. 2775 Fondren Road, Houston, Texas, 77063. You can call at 713-782-4911 or go to danishinspirations.com on the website. They are dedicated to design the hippest, most modern and contemporary furniture anywhere in Houston. He is Jan Christensen. Jan, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Glenn, and thank you for everything you do for soccer in Houston. Thanks, man. Have a good night.
And right back at you, Jan, as we continue on here. I think it's that time, Tyler, for Game On. What do you
Game
think?
On, man.
Here's Glenn Davis.
Game On.
With Game On for 90.
Presented by Bud Light.
Game On, game on.
It'll be the summer of soccer here in Houston. Come June, it is the Copa Centenario, which will bring us Colombia versus Costa Rica, Mexico, Venezuela, and a semifinal match at Energy Stadium. It'll also be a summer where the bars will be packed in Houston, with the Euros being played as well. Yes, we are a soccer town. Yes, we are a football town. More and more content will come our way as promoters are trying to bring Liga MX teams here. The NCAA College Cup on the men's side will be here, as well as the NWSL Women's Professional League final. Yes, those around the country have realized what an amazing soccer city this is. All this content, plus the amount of TV watching opportunity afforded fans, is all a challenge, though, for the Dynamo and Dash. It's competition. Liga MX games from literally every team air weekly. Houston is a melting pot for the world and one of the most diverse cities in the United States. Soccer fans from around the globe reside here. They're opinionated, passionate. They know the game. So what does it all mean? It means that Energy will be packed for the Copa Centenario. It means Tigres and Club America matches and other Liga MX friendlies will draw. It means competition for the dollar of the American soccer fan and lots of opportunity to see varying soccer content. The future for the Dynamo and the MLS product will be challenged, and those in charge of the Dynamo can be confident in the knowledge that the city of Houston loves its football. The challenge still remains to get more passionate, hardcore out to the stadium to be inclusive to all soccer fans, even if they're a Club America or a Barcelona fan first. Houston is a great soccer city. One day we will see BBVA Compass Stadium packed to the gills.
Is presented by Bud Light. Join the Bud Light party today.
And just to finish that, with sold-out fanatics in the seats for Dynamo games. And that's what it has to be sold to me as well as for the soccer fan. So you know what? If you're a Barcelona fan first, be a Dynamo fan second. No big deal. Club America? Be a Dynamo second, because it's your hometown team. And you know what? Wear your Club America jersey to the game if, in fact, that's what you want to do. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Hey, right now, speaking of the Houston Dynamo and the Houston Dash, how about a pair of tickets to the Dash and Sky Blue right now? Sixth caller at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Sixth caller gets a pair of tickets to the Dynamo. The Houston Dash against Sky Blue. And by the way, the Dash played in front of 24,000 fans in Orlando. Carly Lloyd got injured in that one. MCL strain, I believe, is what was she's going to be out 3 to 6 weeks. Sprained knee. It was confirmed by an MRI. Happened in the fifth minute. Artificial surface, of course. Not that it couldn't happen on grass. Don't get crazy. But 3 to 6 weeks, she will be out. She'll have time to recover before the Olympics. And unfortunately, the Houston Dash will not be able to have her services. Refs deciding MLS games more than players. That, according to Orlando City's Adrian Heath. All right. Earlier today, I was down at Dynamo practice. And again, our thanks to Owen Coyle and Matt Jordan, the Dynamo staff, for always graciously giving us time on this show. And here's a platform I had with Matt Jordan today talking about the current Dynamo and what's occurred up to this point.
All right, Matt, so just overall after seven games, where you see the team at?
Well, look, obviously we're not satisfied with where we are in the standings right now. But as a group and organization, you know, we don't feel, you know, where we are in the standings and the amount of points we have is a reflection of the quality of the team we have. We've got a good group. We've got a good hardworking group. And you know, there's been a couple games where obviously it was you know, deflating the way the game ended that you know, were ties that could have been W's. But at the end of the day, we take responsibility as a group. And you know, the energy in the team is good right now. And we're excited, you know, going into this weekend.
All right. You being a new guy coming into this team and helping assemble it, what were some of the things generally about the team that you noticed when you came in?
This year.
Yeah.
No, like, I think right now, looking at the team, I think we've improved the quality of the team. We feel that we got two players for every position that could step in at any moment. You know, we're more athletic. You know, we feel there's competition for spots, and we feel we have a very competitive team. It's just, you know, obviously, you know, at times, you know, there's different things come up in the course of a season, but it's always important to keep in mind that the season, it's long, and it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And one thing I do know, I've been in the MLS a long time, and where you are at the end of the season is what's the most important thing.
We all, including myself, do this as a commentator, woulda, shoulda, coulda. I can look at a game and go, well, if you know somebody produces a goal in the 15th minute there, it could have been a different game. Yeah. Looking at it right now, is there any pressure on you guys right now at this point? Because, you know, it is a bit of a chase now already after seven games.
I mean, this is professional sports. You know, there's always pressure, you know, and that's the reality of it. And that's what gets us out of bed every morning. And that's, you know, we're competitive individuals. We have a very competitive group on this team. And, you know, that's the reality of professional sports. But we embrace that challenge. And we're not the type of group, and myself in particular, look, we can't dwell in the past because you can't change the past. The only thing you can do is learn from it. And, you know, and we're also the type of group that we take responsibility and we know what we have in that locker room, and we're excited and we're very optimistic despite the amount of points we have seven games in.
Perfect. So Matt Jordan. That was Matt Jordan from down at training here today. A couple of interesting things here. And I just want to go back to Adrian Heath in Orlando. He was incredibly upset, and if you saw the foul from Ouimet on Larine, it's those obvious moments that I think referees have to get right more often than not. I think that's what I was trying to explain to Teresa. So the last few weeks, there have been bad calls, and they're game-changing, and I'm sure everybody's trying to figure out ways how to change that. But it seems to be just rearing its ugly head. Hollywood icon Tom Hanks says he's back Leicester to win the league. He said he was an Aston Villa fan. He's thrown his weight behind Leicester City to go all the way and win the Premier League. I like that from Tom. Lionel Messi making good on the Steph Curry jersey vow. These guys, there's a mutual thing going on between Curry and Lionel Messi. And right now, I want to remind you, that summer is almost here, and that means you have to sweat, not just watching your favorite soccer team, but also your energy bill. Amigo Energy has a solution for that. Sign up for Amigo Energy Basics 24. Receive a $50 bill credit exclusively for Soccer Matters listeners. Now, if you're moving, call us first. If you're up for renewal, look us up and switch. Did you know that Amigo Energy is a Public Utility Commission 5-star rated provider? That's right. You get both great rates and great service from Amigo Energy. Do not delay. Go to www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters and sign up for Basics 24 today or call 888-995-9299. Tell them you heard it on Soccer Matters, 888-995-9299. For details on the $50 offer, go to www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. And a reminder, as the host of Soccer Matters, I'm speaking on behalf of my favorite political party, the Bud Light Party. People say this country is divided, that we disagree on everything. That is not true. We agree on a lot, like puppy videos. You know, everybody loves puppy videos and three-day weekends. What about free parking, queso, margaritas, Messi, and Ronaldo? You know what else everybody loves? Beer. Nothing brings America together like Bud Light. So raise one right now and join the Bud Light Party and myself every Tuesday at 7 for the best in soccer talk. And our thanks to Bud Light for all their great support of this show. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We've got a couple of great interviews coming up. Sal Mietha from Munich, Germany. Owen Koitel, the Dynamo manager. Kyle Beckerman of Real Salt Lake. We'll take a break. Sixth caller. 1, 2, 3, 9, little cutie, I ain't drinking.